Thanks be to the Lord that we can be here again to worship and to thank Him. As Brother Rus already said, this was for all of us last night, the highlight with God. It was something mighty and something wonderful which we experienced. And I believe that each one has taken something with him. My voice is of course a bit down, and God willing, in 1 week I will be on my journey to Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and to the Philippines, and coming back at the end of the month. But God, most surely, in the meantime, He will strengthen the voice and the body so that we can trust and believe with all our hearts that He does great things. I don't know how you feel, but for me, last night was truly something very extraordinary. And we noticed that the Holy Spirit worked in a wonderful way. Who was here last night? I think most of us, they were here. All who will hear of it and who departed already, they most surely will regret it. But God can, of course, bless everywhere, confirming His word. You noticed that nobody wanted to go home. The people remained in the building. And it was really very wonderful. Also the singing in tongues. And last night, we have said it here, how the church order is in these things, with the operation of the gifts and with the psalms and praising songs. This we read clearly from the Word of God. Now, let us have an attitude of faith and of confidence. By faith, hold our ground, putting on the whole armor of God, walking forward. This morning, we can just summarize some things and then thanking the Lord together for that, what He has done by His grace. Let me start by reading from Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. You can all read on. We could read on chapter after chapter. Here it is mainly about the thought which God often expresses in his word, that we were predestinated. And we will also read it from a sermon of Brother Branham right now. Now, I just would like to read from Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, the well-known word, from verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. With God, all of the redemption is finished. It is completed. It is ended with all them whom he has chosen and predestinated from before the foundation of the world. They will behold his countenance, because all things work together for good, and God already included them in his plan. Now, I would like to read from Mark, chapter 11, what was read to us already in the past days. But still, I want to emphasize it again, so that all have a positive thinking and a real faith, putting every negative thinking and speaking aside, and only thinking that and speaking that what God has said. And this will also be building up and strengthening in the faith. Mark 11, from verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So far this word. Forgiveness, faith, belong together. We see here that the Lord speaks out two things. On one side, he emphasizes the faith and the prayer, And on the other side, that we should speak out by faith what we have prayed for in our prayer. A man can pray a whole hour for a thing. He can pray a whole day and a whole year for something. If he, at the end of his prayer, does not speak out by faith of what he's praying for, then it will be not be given to him. Because then he didn't finalize his prayer. Here it says that those things which we speak out, that we will receive them. And it says, with whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you received it already. But it says here before, but believe that what you speak out, that it will come to fulfillment. Not only about what we are praying for, but what you speak out, this will be fulfilled. And the Lord, of course, taught Brother Branham, and he said, speak, and it shall take place. And I can remember very well the one example. I don't know whether Sister Witt from Bielefeld is in our midst this morning. Is she here? Yes, she sits in the front, in the third row. I can remember very well that Sunday afternoon. You also, Sister Witt, please stand up so that the people believe, because many don't believe me anymore. Thank you. Yes. But this is true before God. You know what happened at that time. And I was in this building, in this room, at my right side here. And all left already the building. And I think that they even left the premises already. Just only you and with your two children. And I think Brother Prosta was also here. Not so. He was here also. When the thing didn't function. And I was just about to go out of this room. And under this lamp, which hangs here, I went down. I went, and an audible voice which came down on my right side. Go and speak the word, because the woman shall not be put to shame before her unbelieving husband. I tell you, it went through all my bones and marrow. But the certainty in that moment, no man can imagine. This is not then your and my matter. This is then God's matter. This is no more in you and my hands. This is then in the hands of God. And I went out of this door, around this building, at around the height of this platform, outside. You can still remember it, when I spoke out the words. And it took place, not so, right? The tears rolled down on your lap when you sat in your car. I've seen them dropping, not so. This was a thing which we experienced, which nobody can scratch out. We don't have to go here into details. This was not the only case. There were some cases where God confirmed his word on the spot. What is it? The speaking out by faith. And I tell you very honestly, whoever that what he asks for doesn't speak out by faith, he has still a secret doubt in his heart. But then, when you have the perfect faith and speaking it out by faith, then it will be given to us. God wants to honor our faith. Actually, I would like it best to mention some examples, but it would be better if God can do new things, confirming his word. This we like much, much better. But because It happened on the same spot where I met you, my sister, and when I spoke out these words. I would like to still say it here again. When we were driving to pray for our brother, who was really fatally ill, and Brother Rus and Brother Schmidt, they were sitting already in the car, and the car stood on that corner where the trees are standing. And I was on that spot. I went to the car, and the loud voice, as you hear my voice now, go and read him the word which the prophet Isaiah addressed to Hizkiah, Hezekiah. Didn't I tell you in the car? I tell you, I didn't know where it was written. I sat down in the car, we were driving there, and the brothers know exactly. I let others speak, and I was searching in the Bible where this word is written, whether somewhere in the Old Testament, I think in the prophet Isaiah, or whether somewhere else. Namely, it's of course still written. I don't know where. In any case, I was searching. And suddenly, when I found it, there, the thing happened already. And I said, now I will, according to that, what the Lord commanded me, I will read the word which Isaiah addressed to Hezekiah. And brothers, before I came to read, the sister cried out, didn't I read you this word this morning? And I can tell you, there was faith in the room, and God confirmed his word 100% on the spot. Some things the Lord did. And then came the interruption. But not the end. After this interruption, God will give us a true working of his Spirit and the extraordinary confirmation of his word by his grace. More than ever before. One thing I want to still say before I go into the sermon of Brother Branham. I notice when we come together for prayer that certain imaginations are here, what God shall do. Let us really put aside all the imaginations and let us open ourselves before God, thanking the Lord. Some think if they don't speak in another language, then the Spirit is probably not over them or in them. Brothers, sisters, all this you have to leave up to God. Of Zacharias, it says, for instance, here in Luke chapter 1, and his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, for he has visited his people. Yeah, you would say, are these prophetic words? Was this a prophecy? Here the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon him and he prophesied. Brothers, sisters, we just have to be available for the Lord and asking him that his will might happen. Of course, we all believe with all our hearts in the power, in the equipping with the power from on high, but we don't believe that we should be an obstacle to the Lord and with our thoughts capturing ourselves, not being free to praise the Lord when he is so nigh to us, as he was last night. But I think that nobody was disappointed. Just the contrary. We all came to our right. What did we say? When God comes to his right, then also we all come to our right. Not so. And When we give God the right place, then He will also give each one the right place. Only one thing we want to take to heart, to stand in for one another, to love one another with all our hearts, trusting God as it behooves to Him. Also this, I would like to say to you, last night, yes, until the evening, I had conversations. People came, and I'm thankful for it. I'm just so sorry that not all came to their right in this way. But I came to this place, and I didn't know what kind of word I should read. And also in the sermon of Brother Branham, before that, I didn't read one sentence. I just took it out of the bag here, and I didn't know which sermon it is. And then I started to read, and one thing was in conformity with the other in a wonderful way. I was surprised myself. This you can believe me. Now, here in this sermon, why cry? Speak. Brother Branham says, as I firmly believe in the foreknowledge of God, the predestination, not that God is willing that any should perish, but that all might come to repentance. But being God, He had to know and does know the end from the beginning. He knows it. If He doesn't know it, He is not infinite. And if He is not infinite, He is not God. So He wasn't willing, certainly, that any should perish, but knowing who would perish and who would not perish. That's the reason, the very purpose that Jesus came to the earth was to save those that God, through His foreknowledge, so wanted to be saved, because the whole world was condemned. And I don't see how we could teach it any other way than as the foreknowledge of God, since the Bible plainly says that He knows the end from the beginning and can tell it. Therefore, perhaps so far this word, then it comes to another subject. God knew the end before the beginning. He knew who would become a believer and who would not. He knew who would accept salvation and who would reject it. He knew who would believe the message in every age or would not believe it. And therefore, He could write already all the names of them who would believe in advance into the book of life. I read on. Nobody's sins can be buried except His name was written into the Lamb's book of life. And we believe that our names were written before the foundation of the world into the Lamb's book of life. Then it continues, see, the seed of God is actually placed in us from the foundation of the world. And when that light first strikes that seed, it brings it to life. But the light first has to come upon the seed. The seed of God was laid into all sons and daughters of God which were chosen before the foundation of the world. And when the light of God strikes this divine seed, then it comes forth unto life. And the seed is God's word. And God's word contains the promises. And we are the children of promise after the kind of Isaac. And therefore we believe with all our hearts. Here, Brother Branham says, I think any man or woman, boy or girl, and I think in the intellectual conception of what they think the word is and so forth, can never have a full foundation stand until he or she has met that light that brings that word to a reality. I think no church in its practice, no matter how intellectual and fundamental that church might be, can thrive until the supernatural is made known among the people and they see it. Something that they can talk to, that will talk back to them, that something vindicates this written word. If one translates from the English into the German, it's of course always the trouble that not every sentence is grammatically so nice, because one must be faithful to the original as much as it's possible. Here, Brother Branham says that a church cannot flourish, not thrive, until the supernatural has happened among her. Only then our trust to God is so edified and upbuilt, and then our faith reaches such a stand that it can trigger something, and that God can confirm his word. It continues here, just as we know now, as a man asked me a few moments ago about the coming and the rapture. We know we have lived the time out. The time of the rapture is at hand, and we are looking for a rapturing faith that can pull the churches together and give it some supernatural strength that can change these bodies that we live in. So, with the rapturing faith, it is not about a teaching, not about the enthusiasm, but about that power which raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that it may dwell in our mortal bodies, that this divine power comes into us, and by it, the rapturing faith is worked. It continues here, of the resurrection from the dead. We see a God that can raise the dead off the floor or out in the yard and bring him back to life again and present him before us. When we see a God who can take a cancer that's eaten a man to a shadow and raise him up to a strong, heavenly man, that ought to give rapturing faith to the people, so that when that light flashes from the sky and the trumpet sounds, the body of Christ will be quickly gathered together and changed in a moment and taken into the heavens. These promises which God has given, all them he will fulfill. I've I don't worry about the rapture. I've seen it. I have experienced it. I've seen all them who were changed, meeting the Lord in the air. And I say this with this Bible, open before the presence of the Almighty God, who will once judge the living and the dead. I don't say this because I just say it, but because I truly have seen it. In a wonderful way, I experienced it. I believe that God puts together his people. I believe that everything what is not divine must be taken out from your and my life. And it will be taken out. And that God can get his full right over us, that he can execute it by his grace. And I believe that the Lord will put together his church. And I think I said it last night or sometime. It's not about the question, do you agree with brother so-and-so? Or do you agree with brother so-and-so? Forget all brothers and forget me. The question is whether we agree with God, whether we agree with his revealed word. And if we agree with God, then we agree with one another. So if we are one with God, then we are one with one another. When we have peace with God, then we have peace with one another. Everything is intertwined. We cannot separate the one from the other. Here, Brother Branham says on, although it speaks of Moses, now, though his mother had told him these things and he knew this, yet he needed another touch. The teaching was fine, but he needed a personal contact. That's what the world needs today. That's what the church needs today. That's what everyone needs to be sons and daughters of God. That the word is true, you know it's right. But then, when the contact comes and you see the thing done, then you know you are on the right road. Now, here we have heard of Moses, a comparison. And Brother Branham says, his mother, most certainly, she told him all the things which were promised. But he needed a personal connection and relationship with God. And then Brother Branham refers to you and to me, to all sons and daughters of God, and shows the church that the teaching which we received is good and fine. But after this, we need the experience with God, the personal connection and relationship with God. And I think that last night, most certainly, I say this by faith, all had the connection with God. So whoever didn't feel it last night, he's a bit guilty. He is a bit guilty about it. It's his own fault. It was the presence of God in an extraordinary way here at this place. And I think that you all can confirm it. Here it says, when the contact is established, you see, then you see the things happening. Then you know that you are on the right road. So, the teaching, firstly, the relationship and connection with God, to have the contact from the Word to the power of God by faith, so that God's power can be manifested there where God's Word was taught. This is the confirmation of the Word, that the power of God there where God's Word was proclaimed can come down to confirm the Word. And all of us, we expect it, and God will give it by His grace. Brother Branham says on, oh, His Word of these days got to be fulfilled. We are living in the hour. No matter what anyone else says, the Word has to be fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not His Word. Now, when Moses got all this together, and so it came from every direction, it anointed his faith. And then it says, Amen. Oh, my, what a thought. This itself, seen in the Scripture, pointing right straight to what it was, and the speaking of God, and the evidence of it there, anointed what faith he had in him to go to work. What ought it to do to us? What ought it to do to us? And then he says here, we need a repentance. We need a revival. I'm saying it of myself. And when Brother Branham says that to himself, who am I? Who are we? I'm saying it of myself. I need a shaking. I need something. I said, I was speaking to myself this morning or about myself. I need a waking up. And when I think of that great evidence, everything so perfectly laid out there, and it anointed the faith of Moses, although he saw nothing. I think the setting forth of Brother Branham about all of the plan of salvation of our God has given us an understanding and insight into that, what God plans. We have been taught, and we have a right to it, to have the connection and the contact with God so that His power can be manifested. And the Word which we heard finds its confirmation. Then he says here on, I'm so happy I'm so glad that a man can serve God so completely that the devil doesn't know what to do with him. Just obey God so completely that the devil says, oh my, get away. I don't want to hear it anymore. That's right. You can do it so completely. Now, this is a mighty statement, that we can be available for God so completely that the devil just wants to get rid of us. That he says, no, just go away. It's really possible. Otherwise, Brother Branham would not have said it in such a way. And I think we must stop to speak of the power of Satan, and to speak rather of the Almighty God, and must emphasize the positive. If you feel something about which you probably can't cope with, Keep it for yourself. Don't complain to another one. Because 1 hour later, you may have been coped with it already. And others whom you have burdened, they probably have to bear it years after years. And you got rid of it by faith. We want that God comes to his right. And we want to believe that he will come to his right. When I look to the days which are behind us, I'm so grateful with all my heart. In between, I spoke humanly and I said, I will not arrange so many meetings one after the other. This is too much strenuous. But when I now look back, I forget the strain. And I thank my God that we could still be together in such a way. We don't know how long this time will be given to us. We must redeem it. The nicest time of my life were the 10 years in which I was so fully in the ministry that one thing was hunting the other thing, so to say. When I had all these radio programs, always new letters came, the invitations, the many journeys, the translations, the correspondence, the radio programs. Sometimes I was sitting in the plane and I noted down the scriptures for the radio program. All the time was filled out. And I tell you, this I emphasized already, if one takes the divine from a child of God, then nothing is left to us. Everything human has no worth, no weight, no purpose. And when then comes a divine responsibility into the life of a human being, and one really lives fully in it, this is a wonderful thing. You, of course, can feel with me when I had to give up the radio programs and everything else. You know, you can imagine how I felt. But by the grace of God, we received new comfort, new hope, new faith, new confidence, new power from God we received, and we will walk on. We don't know precisely what he plans, but one thing we know, he will fulfill his plan. And may he put us together, shoulder by shoulder, heart by heart, so joined in the love of God, namely with the bond of the divine love. And this bond is, of course, the bond of perfection. If we want to serve God perfectly, then only in the perfect love. The preaching of the word, the operation of the gifts, the ministries, everything must take place in the perfect love of God. And we all know that everything else is patchwork, that everything else will end. But the love of God is perfect. It endureth forever. God has looked at us graciously, and we believe that he has sent his servant and prophet. And last night, we were still together a couple of times with Brother Wahlström, and he was sitting comfortably, and I was so exhausted after the sermon. And then he says, Brother Frank, please tell me of your experiences with God and with your experiences with Brother Branham. And then, of course, 1 more hour was spent and it went on. But when I think about what God has done by his grace, then I cannot do otherwise but to be grateful and giving glory to God. He has called out a people, and He will prepare us unto the glorious day of His return. You all know that Brother Branham, in a preview, he has seen the bride from all nations and tongues. And the Lord has given us a small portion in it. This wonderful word, the last call, the last message, the revealed word from of God to carry it. Today, some have it easy. I grant it to them with all my heart, if it only would be in the will of God. But the hard work, another one had to make, and some taking some risks on himself, and others have it very easy today. I say once again, without suspicion in my heart, I grant it to everyone, but I'm glad that God has given me the grace right after the passing of Brother Branham to continue the ministry by the divine commission. And all who experienced it from the beginning, I see today our dear Omar Borg in our midst, who at that time on the Inrotter Street, she stayed there in her flat at the end of the year 1959, we started to translate the sermons of Brother Branham. And God has blessed, and God will once again bless. In between are many wonderful experiences. God has spoken in advance, and especially all those who were present at the New Year's Eve 1965 on the Hubertus Street, when the Lord has done the supernatural things and actually He laid faith foundation under our feet. How many are here who were present at the time? Let me see your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and about 9 to 10. Oh, I was also there. So I counted right, 9 to 10 persons. But there was somebody else there. Not only we, who we are here today, somebody was there, a visitor from glory, a visitor from the glory of God, who came into this room. There are hours which we'll never forget. And those who passed away already or who are not present today, also they on that day, they will have to look back on that day when God, by divine revelation, the things which would take place, He announced them in advance. Nobody could know that Brother Branham was already a couple of days ago went home, but God knew it, and He spoke to us in a very extraordinary way. And here I think, on the 19th of January, I'm of course a man who received just little things with God, but the 19th of January 1966, I will not forget, when I saw this huge room. It looked like a semicircle here, like a half moon, one side straight, and then a semicircle. And people came in the multitudes, and I was sitting up on the balcony, looking down what is going on there. And it was like a rally. The people were pressing in violently. And suddenly, somebody spoke down. He looked up and he said, "Brother Frank, come down, for your time has come. Speak to the people." And then I turned to the people and I spoke to the people. I know that God's revealed word did not come to nothing, but it has reached into all the world, into the far remote regions of the earth. And perhaps I hear on that day, similar like Brother Branham, will hear the words, if you would not have gone, then we would not be here today. And therefore, everything was worthwhile. You all know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the hearing the word of God. And I think that I can say with a sincere heart, in as much as I can judge it, I didn't deceive any man. I never said something which would not have been right concerning the things which God revealed. I have not given any private interpretation, and I will never give it. One thing I know, God is his own interpreter, and he will not owe us any answer. He will confirm his word, and he will manifest his power in those who have received the word, because his word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what God has sent it for. I'm grateful for the brothers whom he has put on my side. I'm grateful for all of you and for all them who are not here today, but who have received God's word and who believe it with all their hearts. He will have his way with all of us by his grace. I would like just to ask you to remember me in your prayers, especially for the journey which is before me, that many people can still hear the word of God, that they are called out, that they can be prepared for the glorious day of the return of our Lord. Nobody shall be missing. Let us put everything off. Let us take everything out from our hearts, because we harm ourselves and others. We want to receive the divine, speaking of it, thanking the Lord. One thing I want to say for the clarification, so that no misunderstanding comes up. In the New Year's Eve celebration, there were a couple of brothers in the front, and at time and again referred to me. I have to say to you openly, I didn't like it. I want that the Lord is glorified, and I want with a sincere heart saying, and if I did everything what God commanded me, so I speak out of conviction, I'm just an unprofitable servant, because God probably didn't find another one. Therefore, he had to take me. Otherwise, he surely would not have taken me. But I'm grateful that I can believe him, that I can trust him, and that I can honor him by it, that I can carry on his word, and that those who hear it, that they express their gratitude. This I understand, but please leave me out of the picture. Thank God with all your heart and with all your soul. And this is sufficient, because it is him from whom we everything received. He has even given grace that we can pass it on. And the Bible says, whoever glories, let him glory in the Lord. And this we want to do with all our hearts and with all our souls. I just say this because in the past years, without that I understood it, people have seen me like an idol, so to say. I didn't know anything of it. I'm honest in it. I found out later on. And they were thinking, Brother Frank, oh, Brother Frank. And again, this Brother Frank. Why didn't they the Lord? Why didn't they remember the Lord who alone walks in the gold, amidst the golden candlesticks, who to whom alone is the glory? I knew that people glorified Brother Branham a little bit, or even more than a little bit, but I didn't know honestly that they also did it in secret with Brother Frank. And this God does not like. And if God's only purpose through all this catastrophe was that we understand that all the glory, all the praise belongs only to Him, and this throughout all eternity. Did anyone thank Peter or Paul? All were thanking the Lord who has done great things on them. I don't expect any thanks because I have to thank God myself, and also you have to thank Him so that it doesn't repeat. I would like to have given this admonition. Seriously, speak of that what God has done, but leave me out of the picture. Tell the Lord all the thanks and give Him all the worship and all the glory with all your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Perhaps Brother Rus says something, and then we come to the front. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for all the precious words. Perhaps, just briefly, I want to continue. Of course, we want to give glory to God, only the glory. And also for that what he has done in Brother Frank. We don't want to glorify a man, we want to glorify God. That's how we heard it. And nevertheless, we are thankful for everyone, for every brother whom God has given to us by His grace, and for all whom we shoulder by shoulder can stand together. And this by the grace of our God. And I would like to say, the Bible says that we should give special honor to them whom God has chosen for His ministry. This the Bible says. And we don't have to walk around it, but we appreciate especially those whom God uses. And we appreciate Brother Branham. We appreciate Brother Frank. But we appreciate also every other brother or sister whom God has chosen in these days. Everything is here for a specific purpose. Perhaps we don't see it this way. And perhaps we disesteem this purpose. But in the eyes of God, it is not little. But in the eyes of God, all things are so wonderful and great. And so, we are grateful for one another that the Lord has put us together. Brothers and sisters, I would like perhaps to address the admonishing words. Let us stand together. Let us remain together. God has led us together. And as we heard, in the last days, the evil one wants to pull us apart. Then we see the handiwork of the evil one. But let us see what God has done, because God means only well with us. And so, from today on, also when we depart, when you go home, and perhaps one is here or one is there, but as our brother said, in prayer, let us stand in for one another. Let us pray, let us watch, and let us consider what we speak, what we say. If we perhaps meet somebody, or who the enemy wants to bring up certain things, let us be wise. Let us use the wisdom of God. Let us be used by Him so that we can act wisely. and that we can say the words which God wants to say, as we find it in the scripture or in the sermons of Brother Branham. Last night, we have heard the wonderful words, and I think they were not only given, that they are just given, but they are given for a specific purpose, that we make use of them, and that we can confront the enemy then. Brothers, sisters, let us not see in these people enemies. Let us just see tools of the enemy, but also they shall be saved. You know, they shall not be put to shame, but they shall be saved. And I tell you, we don't see an enemy in anyone. We see in all brothers and sisters who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And when the enemy took hold of them, we have still the time of grace. And we wish that God is merciful to them, so that we can meet one another in the love of God, and that we leave everything behind. Do you know? So in this way, we cannot come to our goal. We must leave everything behind, and we must really line up to the grace of God, giving ourselves over into the hands of God. Who are we? Just in closing, I would like to read the words from Luke 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may receive the strength to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, may this precious and holy word of God be accompany you, brothers and sisters. May it have gained room in your heart, and also in my heart and in my life. We cannot just give it to you, but we all take it ourselves, and we want that it has an effect in us, an impact, and in you. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I think when you come home, when you come together with people, then the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you in the right way to say that what you experienced in these days at this place. It was not our efforts, not our power. It was His power. His Spirit was mightily at work. And I think He is still at work. Praise be to His wonderful name. My prayer is, may God be with you until we meet again. Should we not meet here, but one thing is sure, we will meet with the Lord in His glory. Because we don't know what these days will bring us, what this year will bring us. But one thing I want to say, you know yourselves, even the unbelievers, even the scientists, they didn't foretell any good things for this year. And their warning, especially this Wishnevsky of this Institute of Science, he warns the governments and the authorities that they don't, that they shall not do some things. Yes, he observed the stars. We have nothing to do with it, but something is behind it. Kaminsky, yes, he has published a mighty article in the newspaper. But, brothers and sisters, we look to the Lord. We look for His coming. We know everything must break forth. And the people will ask for peace. But we want to have the peace with God, the peace with God, which nobody can give but only He alone. Yes, the people, they seek, they run after peace. They want to do something on their own, but the peace will flee from them. It will be taken from them. But brothers and sisters, to His own He promised peace. Praise be to His wonderful and glorious name. Brothers, sisters, I want to thank you with all my heart that you have come. Some already departed. They're no more here. But those who are still here, we are grateful to God for one another. Are we, brothers, sisters? I believe yes. God has blessed us so mightily. And I think there will be days and hours which we will not forget the blessings which God has given to us. I ask you with all my heart, if something was there which you didn't like, just forget it. Take only the good things with you. Brothers, sisters, we made efforts to tell you the good things. But if there was something which you didn't like on me or on my brother or on him or that, just forget it. We're only just people, flesh and blood, forgetful and weak. We have enough mistakes and will have them until the end. But in the eyes of God, we are justified, perfect. And so we're happy and grateful. Brothers, sisters, we didn't see anything on you, but only the good things what God has done on you. This I want to tell you. And so we want to close this meeting by prayer while we are coming to the front, lifting up our hands to the living God, giving Him the glory. Let us come to the front.